Hello and welcome to our program. We're working our way through the book of Daniel. We're in chapter 5 today. If you can, have your Bible ready. Says in the last days that perilous times will come, and we're certainly living there today. Perhaps you're facing some obstacles. Here's a message and song that I play, and because I need it today, and maybe you do too, day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.
As we get into Daniel chapter 5, we come to the end, or the fall of the Babylonian Empire. The Bible says in Psalm 9, verse number 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Now I looked at that and I said, how can a nation be turned into hell? Well, in the original, in the Hebrew, this word that's translated hell here in this verse has been translated grave 31 times. And what it's referring to here is the nation that forgets God, it's going to die. As we look back into this message of Daniel's here, we see that Babylon died, Persia has come and gone, Greece, the Roman Empire, and the Bible says all the nations that forget God are going to die. The only thing it seems we learn from history is we don't learn from history. Well, in Daniel chapter 5 and verse 1, we read Belshazzar, he's now in charge, the king, made a great feast to thousands of his lords and drank wine before the thousand. At this time, Belshazzar was 36 years old. 70 years has passed since Daniel and his friends were taken captive. This puts Daniel somewhere in his 80s. And so we have a 36-year-old king. We have an 80-year-old prophet. And like now, very few people are listening to the older people. The Bible says, seek the old paths. No, we don't want the old paths. We want the new paths. Well, that's the way Belshazzar was. It's been 23 years since Nebuchadnezzar's testimony, which we talked about on a recent program. Nebuchadnezzar died in 562 B.C. His son reigned for 2 years. The Bible mentions his name as Evil-Merodach. And then he was assassinated by his brother-in-law, who took over and reigned for 4 years. Then he only reigned 9 months, and he was beaten to death by his conspirators. And the next king lived and reigned for 17 years, and he was finally defeated by Cyrus, who was the leader of the Medes and the Persians. And that's where we are as we get into this chapter. Cyrus had conquered the Babylonian Empire, and all of this had happened when we come here to chapter 5. Belshazzar becomes the focus of the story. Now, it's a very interesting thing that even though Babylon has fallen and the Medes and the Persians have taken over, Daniel remains the prime minister of the country. God raises up who he wants to do his work, and he wanted Daniel to do it. And a good thing about the story is Daniel was willing to do it. And so we read in verse 1, Belshazzar the king made a great feast to the thousands of his lords and drank wine before the thousands. Well, we get to verse 2, we see Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein. They're not only drinking therein, it says in verse 4, they drank the wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver and of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. Now what we have here is a straight out contempt of God by taking these vessels, using these vessels out of the temple in Jerusalem to praise these false gods. Now we need to keep in mind that it was 70 years earlier that Nebuchadnezzar had brought these vessels, and he just stored them in a treasure house, but not this fella. He's going to bring them in, he's going to use them to praise these false gods. He ignored all the circumstances that had taken place in his life. He intentionally disregarded them. Nebuchadnezzar, who was actually his grandfather, it says father here in verse number 2 and down through this chapter, it says that. However, the Hebrew word actually means ancestor, and there is no word in the Hebrew for father. But it's referring to his grandfather, if you follow the line through this story. Anyway, Nebuchadnezzar's grandfather had been a raving maniac for 7 years. He just ignored what God had done there because of Nebuchadnezzar's pride. He ignored the testimony of Daniel, and later in this chapter it becomes very obvious that he knew all about Daniel and who he was and what he stood for. He ignored that. He ignored the testimony of the three Hebrew children who had been spared from the fiery furnace. And he even ignored the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar, his grandfather, who we saw in a previous chapter here, for a whole chapter, gave his testimony. And if you haven't heard that message, you should listen to that message about what Nebuchadnezzar had to say. Well, here we are, Belshazzar. He just ignored it all. He also ignored the fact that the enemy, the Medes and the Persians, were encamped without the wall. Oh, they'll never take over this place, he thought. And he just decided, worse of all that, to just go ahead and mock God. He made a choice. He chose to mock the Lord. Well, when he did this, the Bible says, in the same hour, verse 5, the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlesticks upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against the other. Well, things are changing here for Belshazzar. It says here, in the same hour. That phrase is found four times in the book of Daniel. In chapter 3 and verse number 6, it says, the same hour, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. It says that again concerning them in chapter 3 and verse number 15. Then Nebuchadnezzar, when in his pride, the Bible says when he really said, well, if you go back and listen to the previous programs here, you can see how proud he was and what he had to say. And God said, that's it, you've crossed the line. And in the same hour, it says in chapter 4 and verse number 33, Nebuchadnezzar had the heart of an animal, and he spent 7 years eating grass like an ox. Well, the same hour, it says here in this portion of Scripture, the fingers of a man's hand was writing on the wall. The same hour that Belshazzar decided he would drink wine and praise God, the gods of gold and silver and brass and iron and wood and stone. Well, he got the handwriting on the wall, and the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him. And it says his knees smote one against the other. Very interesting. There's another verse in the Bible about knees. It's Daniel's knees in chapter 6 and verse number 10. He knelt on his knees and prayed 3 times a day. Quite a difference in these two men. They both made their choices, and as a result of their choices, they both faced the consequences. For Daniel, the consequences were great. For Belshazzar, not so good. Well, we'll look at it in our next message in chapter 5 and verse number 7. The king cried aloud, and he said, get me the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, the wise men of Babylon, get them in here and let them tell me what this is all about. Well, they're not going to. They're going to try, but they can't do it. We'll see it in our next program. Be sure and tune in. Well, once again, here's a message and song that we hope will be of encouragement to you. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you.
Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care. matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon His breast. God will take care.